That alone walking with the Father in the garden. Pretty soon they had some children given of the Lord. Seemed like for a while they were small. But then the Lord said, be fruitful and multiply. Entered in, and soon there were two families. Some were the family of God, and some were of Satan. Father looked down and saw they were evil continually. Said, I will destroy all but my righteous family. As in the days of Noah, so shall it be. At the coming of the Son of Man in the last day, as Noah went about seeking the things that would be saved, two by two they entered into the ark, or seven by seven. So shall we, as God's first family, go about and see those who will come in. Oh. Oh. 120 years the ark was a building, while they hammered sod and cut and brought the wood in. Noah preached the message that the Father gave unto him. It's gonna rain. Just as family came to them, it was given. As in the days of Noah, we are sent. While the ark's a building, body of Christ, you see. How narrow-minded do you think that was? That you wanna follow because his boat looks so good. Better be sure just where and how he got his plan. Better be sure God has changed his plan. And has chosen another way than to speak through just one man. But if you're not sure, you had better come into this ark. Every living thing hath died. This is for the judgment to the unrighteous, they have died. But in the ark of faith, in the body of Christ, this judgment hath been turned into blessing for us. Looked and I saw a man child coming out. Looked a little later and I saw some more. Under 44,000 following the Lamb. They were up high, standing on Mount Zion. Waters of judgment couldn't rise that high. Oh. Father had to start somewhere, why couldn't it be with us? You say I don't deserve these blessing. Father Jesus, how come you chose me? All I know is that you let me meet your man. All I know is that when I saw him, I felt something that I never felt before. When I heard him speak, then I heard your voice. When his eyes looked into my soul, I know they were your eyes. A sign unto me that you were living in him. Wow. Thank you, Jesus, for your servant who hath delivered me from death. Who hath put me into your ark? He has put me in the body of Christ. Now I see your rainbow. Judgment has passed over all your family. When you go out in the spirit of the Father's love, let your eyes fall upon his creatures of grace and love. Let them be drawn, or let yourself walk up to them. Say, let us come and be saved. I see you through the eyes of Jesus Christ. Father wants you to come to his family. Slay them with fear, snatching them from the fire. But upon the meek, let them be drawn with love. and sun making a difference for unfair. They don't know what's a-coming till it's too late. As in the days of Noah, they don't know.
You found out that you've been fornicating with Satan.
Oh.
It's an awful thing, ain't it? How he appeals to our pride. It causes us to think that we know something, that we have an opinion. It causes us to think that God wants our help. Give him our opinions. How things ought to be done. Oh, he said, except you come as a little child, you're no wise in the kingdom of heaven. Like a little child. Oh, not knowing anything of yourself, just coming to Jesus and the Father. Here I am. Not my own. Don't know anything. Don't know how I'm supposed to feel. What I'm supposed to do. Oh, just come to you as your child. Oh, hath been made a child. Oh, you know how the Father looks at it? If you don't come with that attitude of heart, if you come to him advancing your opinions, what you already know, what you already feel, he just considers that he doesn't really need to give you anything. You already got it. You come to him with attitude, you already got it. What you need him for? Oh. But you come to him like a little child, boy, he just pours those blessings on you. Oh. Come to him accepting what he's already done for you. Your birth forth in New Jerusalem. How do you do it? How do you receive life of Christ, birth and forth in New Jerusalem? Real simple. Just accept what he said. He said through John, the 14th chapter, verse 20, says, that day you shall know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. You accept that? Oh, he's telling me. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I accept. Oh, that you're in the Father.
You're in the Father.
And I'm in you.
And I'm in you.
And you in me.
You in me.
Oh, oh, and I accept.
I accept.
The losing of my life.
The losing of my life.
And my breath.
And my breath.
The gaining of your life.
The gaining of your life.
And your breath.
And your breath.
Oh, I just feel him come on. Oh, Oh, yeah, he said, except you gain your life, lose your life, you can't gain his life. You didn't know that. He that loses his life shall gain mine. My everlasting life. By the seven works of the Holy Spirit, he takes away your breath, gives you his heavenly breath. Seven sufferings.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Having lost his breath, taken away by the seven workings of the Holy Spirit, remains for him to lose his life, the waters of his body, in the heavenly waters, the body of Jesus, who's one with the Father.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Obedience to you.
Obedience to you.
I baptize this member, your new creation, down the heavenly waters of your body, washing away the waters of his life, his way, washing in your new heavenly waters, your flesh. Oh, I just lay him down. Oh, feel it. Feel it wash through you as you hit that body. Oh. Boy, you can feel it washing in you, can't you? Come like a little child. Anybody else hadn't been baptized? Well, I don't know if I'm ready to lose my life yet. Ready or not, this is the day that God has called upon you. He requires your life in his hand. One way or another, may you choose to keep your life, your opinions, your ways, if you want to, but he'll take it by fire, judgment fire. You better hear me. Some of you trying to hold on to your own ways, exalting your life, your opinions against the Father. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, just like a child, I come to you. Oh, and I accept, losing my life, my bread.
My bread.
Gain of your life.
Gain of your life.
And your bread.
And your bread.
Oh, I just feel cold. Oh. Washing in your new heavenly life. Oh, Spirit, wash it through you. Watch them washing through. Ooh. Ooh. A ritual, a ceremony? No. You are actually laid down into the waters, the flesh of Jesus. You feel them washing through you. That is, if you come like a child.
In the person of Jesus Christ, I come before you and offer up today anew and afresh all of me as a living sacrifice to you. The fire of the Father's love burning. Ooh. at the cross. Let your fire consume me in love. This works with your eyes open to. Open your eyes and what do you feel? Ooh. Oh, 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 oh. Take your mantle or your hand if you don't have it. Hath destroyed every false voice of Satan. Utterly consumed his life. Now rest. And every living thing hath died. Burn, burn, oh, on me.
That love burning in you. As you come to him, just offer yourself to him. Makes you want to do it more often, doesn't it? You know, you don't get any glory when you come to him, give him your opinions. When you just come to him and offer all that you have to him, that love just burns. Oh, oh, I don't know about you. But I want that way of glory and love burning in me all the time. Good, you don't want to stop, do you? I don't. first time the Lord said for us to learn to fly. It's time to begin to let Him use us, to give out all the many things that we've received. And we received many of them, hadn't we? Glory to glory. Oh. Comes a time when He requires us to give ourselves. Giving everything freely you see, freely give. That time's upon us. Time for you and I to get ready spiritually and naturally to give in love. You ready? Oh. What do you give? Give yourself. Lord Jesus, Father, oh, here I am. Oh, everything I have. Oh, not my own. But I offer you. Oh, all that I have. My body, my mind, my whole being. Oh, as a love sacrifice. Oh, for your people. Oh, lying in darkness.
Sons and daughters, even out in the street. Whoa. Whoa. Birthing sons and daughters, even out on the beach, bringing them in that they might live. So are we now scattering. Persecution. Oh. shall you travel in heavenly peace. So shall you grow in grace and love. Going with you is the Father God.
Living here in New Jerusalem, all the love and glory that's flowing. Sometimes we tend to lose sight of what the Lord has called us for. Sometimes we tend to get a little bit satisfied, maybe. But turn your eyes just right now, just close your spiritual eyes, close your natural eyes. Let him open your spiritual eyes. And just begin to look towards those gates. Look towards the outside of the city. Well, I know you just like to look around here in New Jerusalem all the time, bask in the glory and feel good. But look out there in that darkness. You feel those needs there? Feel them crying out? Look at them. Listen to them. Remember that place? That's where you came from. You hadn't forgotten, have you? What it's like outside the city? Dark, cold, lonely. Look at them, millions of them. What can you do? What can I do? All I can do is to give all that I have to Jesus and the Father, following the pattern of Jesus, giving himself as a love sacrifice. Seeing the needs, feeling the needs of them. You gotta do something. Lord Jesus, Father, I offer you my body, my whole being, all that I have. As a love sacrifice for your people. crying out in the darkness. A little taste of the love and glory, suffering in love and glory. Ooh. As Jesus and the Father have suffered for years upon years in pain and suffering and fire. Ooh. His eyes continue looking on those people in darkness. You can't hardly stand to look at them just a couple of minutes, can you? He can't turn his eyes away from them. Everywhere he looks, he sees them, hears their cries. Day and night, that love fire just keeps burning in him.
Thank you. Thank you.